We are learning Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line. In the Mishnah, it said Karu Echad Karu Shnayim Yatzu. That by Megillah, if they both two people read at the same time, it's Yaitz the Megillah. Zok the Gemara Tana Masha Inkim B'Tayrah. By Tayrah, only one by Karu Kalein at one time, and not two because you don't hear it. Trei Kala Mishdame. Why is Megillah different? We'll see in a second. Tana Rabbanan. B'Tayrah Echad Karu Vechem Targum. One person lanes. And in those days, they had someone being metargim the Torah, explaining the Torah. That's the reason why laning is avoided. Laning took a very long time in those days. You see, you can't have extra aliyah because bitul malacha. Extra aliyah takes 2 seconds, takes nothing. Torah says because when they had a metargim, every pasuk was explained. It was a drasha. They learned Torah from it. So the halacha is only one person's metargim. Ovachle echad kari v'shtar metargim. And you can't have one kari and two metargim. Even targim has to be only one person because you have to hear it well. Well, benavi. Echad Kari, one has to read because Shtei Kari Le Mishtami. But Shtei Metargumim, two people can Metargumim. Why? Because, I mean, not worry if you don't hear the Targum perfectly, because you don't learn out halachas from the Nevi'im. That's what Rashi says. You shouldn't have two people being laning and two people Targumim again because you can't hear it good. You can't hear it good. Uvahalal Umegillah, I feel like Sarah Kari Masar Metargumim is not a problem. Why? My time. Given the chaviva, how a megillah is chaviv. It's special. It's not usual. You have a diet of a shami. Therefore, they listen, and you can even listen when you have 10 people saying megillah or halal. Now, Rashi takes out the word metargaminon when it comes to halal and megillah, but Tosfos says that you're right. There was no regular targum by ksuvim, which is megillah, but there was a targum that Tanoim made, and therefore it is possible to say metargaminon. If the minig is to make a bracha, you make a bracha. If not, not. This whole discussion in our Mishnah is only bracha afterwards. The bracha before Megillah, mitzvah levarach. You have to make a bracha like all berachas and mitzvahs. All mitzvahs need a bracha before, and not only that, it has to be before you start the mitzvah. Right before you start it. Now, how do you see the word oiver? That means before you start. My mashma, I oiver lishon dakdumihu. How do you know oiver is lishon before you start? He ran in front of the kushi. Vayavar, you see, means oiver asiyos means oiver means before. The Gemara is being two psukim. Abaye amar mahacha who avar lefneim. This is talking about Yaakov Avinu when he was greeting Esav. He went in front of the whole, all the presents and on all the. He went in front of all the family. Well, the family, not the presents. All the family went in front of the presents. Came in front of him. Ran in front of the whole machana. The boy is saying, "Mahacha, vayava malchum freim v'ashem v'roisham." That again, this is vayava malchum freim is going referring to Hashem. I think I'm not sure what the pasuk is referring to, but the pasuk there, I'm not sure exactly what it's talking about. Vayava malchum freim v'ashem v'roisham. Instead of Hashem v'roisham, who Malcolm is? Maybe it's the king. But upon him, vayava means it went in front of them. You see, it means in front of them. And that's so you see, Oiver Asiyasa means in front of them. Akaponim, three rayas that Oiver Asiyasa means in front. Shaila is why we all darshan from Yaakov Avinu's pasuk, and they say it because it doesn't sound like it's right in front of them, and we want to bring a raya like right in front of them, like just like Oiver Asiyasa, it's right before the mitzvah. Akaponim, these are three makaris that Oiver means like dume. Lefanam, I'm a varach. What do you make before Megillah? What brachas? Rav Sheish is mekadiv ikla lekamedir ashi ubarach manach, which means mikra Megillah. Nun is she'asa nisan la'aveseinu, and ches is shechiyanu. Makes those three brachas. And we had before Taisis that even by night and by day you make these three brachas. La'achareha, I'm a varach. What do you make a brach? What's the bracha afterwards? The bracha is baruch atah Hashem lekinu malach olam, harav esireinu v'adonas dineinu, that Hashem fights our enemies. And Donis Dinenu, Vanoikim Espekosenu, takes revenge for us, and Nifalonim Terenu, Vamashalam Gul Cholven Avshenu, Hashem takes care of all of enemies. Baruch Ta Hashem, Anifalo Yisrael, or Ama Yisrael, Mikol Tzareim. That's the seam of the bracha. Rabba Ama Kael Mashiach, the seam of the bracha is Kael Mashiach. Rapapa, since the Machlaikis, if you should say, Hashem Anifalo, Ama Yisrael, Mikol Tzareim, or Kael Mashiach, therefore, Hilkan Ramayon Tavar, you say both of them. Baruch Ata Hashem, Anifal Yisrael Mekot Tzareim, Akeel Mashiach, that's Taka Our Minig. Something more of it. It says on a regular day, you have three aliyahs. You don't have one, you have three. Now why do you have three? How do you shloish a kenega me? What's a kenega that you have three aliyahs? At least three aliyahs on any time you lane. Rav Asti, kenega Tyron Viyam Iksuvim. It's kenega Tyron Viyam Iksuvim, and that's where you have three different aliyahs. Rav Amar, can I Kahanim Levi'im Israel? Can I get Kahanim Levi'im Israel? Eloha the Tani Rav Shimi, Ein Pechusim Yerpsukim V'Sikneset. The law is, you try to do at least 10 psukim when you're laying, which is, we will be 3, 3, and 4 for the 3 aliyahs. And Vayidaba Olim and Aminyan. The Pasuk Vayidaba Hashem Moshalema, don't say you're not learning anything from that Pasuk, it doesn't count as one of psukim, it does count as one of psukim. But Hani Asar Kanagami, Vos Epis, we lay in 10 psukim. What's the reason for that? Amar Vishu Malevi, Kaneged Asara Batlonim Shemesh Knesses. This is going Kaneged, the 10 Batlonim, which means the 10 people who learn and daven the whole day in the Vesak Knesses. Rav Yosef, Kaneged Asara Sadibris, go Kaneged Asara Sadibris. We'll skip the parentheses. Rav Yechonam, Kaneged Asara Mamoris, Shvehem Nevra Olam. Kaneged the 10 Mamoris, that the world was created with 10 Mamoris, like the Mishnah in Ovid says. Kaneged Asara Mamoris, Shvehem Nevra Olam. Hey, what are they? Vayem the Bereshis. It means it says Vayomer in Bereshis 10 times? No, Hayin Tishav, only 9 times in Bereshis. So the Gemara, Bereshis Dai Maimahu. The first pasuk, Bereshis, Baro Elakim, Hashemayim V'Saaretz, is also a Maimer because Hashem created Shemayim V'Aretz with a Maimer. The Chsiv, B'Dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu, Uvruach Piv Kol Tzvam. Not shot the word Bereshis means Vayomer, but there was a Vayomer there. To create the Shemayim V'Aretz, there was a Vayomer, that's the 10 of the Mamoris, the 10th one, is Bereshis of Shemayim V'Aretz, which happened with a Vayomer. Amar Rav. Rav is going to say that the one who gets four aliyahs, the four psukim, there's three aliyahs, three, three, and four. Whoever gets the four is Meshubach. And the Gemara is bringing a car that there's a precedent to make the first one Meshubach, or the middle Meshubach, or the last one Meshubach. Amar Rav, Rishon Shekara Arba Meshubach. If Kayin read four aliyahs, that's Meshubach. Sheini, the Levi, Shekara Arba, he's also Meshubach. And not the other ones. Whoever reads four is the Meshubach one. Shlishi, Shekara Arba Meshubach. If a Shlishi got the four psukim, he's the one who got the special aliyah. And it's a precedent for each one to get that my love four. Rishon Shekara Arba Meshubach L'tanan, it says in the Mishnah, talking about the Trumas HaLishka, that means after they brought all the Shkalim between Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they put it into this big room, and they came into that room, and they took three baskets, each basket with three saw of coins that were used for the kabbanas. And they wrote on it, Aleph Beis Gimel, because the first one they picked up, that should be used first. But Shalosh Kupas or Shalosh Shalom, Shabahem Tarmas Lishka. They do Trumas Lishka, they cost of Lehem Aleph Beis Gimel. They wrote on it, Aleph Beis Gimel, Leida, Ezeh Mehem, Nitra Rishayna. They should know which one was taking the first Truma. Lahakir Vimena, Rishon, Shemitzvah Rishon, because the mitzvah always is to do with the first one. So you see, it's a Maila of Rishon, Emtsoi. What do you see is a mile of a middle one. Shikari Arba Meshuvach, the Tanit and Raisa. El Mul Pnei Amnoira Yiru Shivas HaNeirais. So that means, if the Mechalik is the Gemara, how Amnoira stood. But if Amnoira stood from east to west, then it doesn't work. But if it went from south to north, the Amnoira, then the middle Nair pointed towards the Kayesh HaKadoshim, and the other Nair is all pointed toward the middle. The Tanya, Mul Pnei Amnoira Yiru Malamich, Mitzadeh Pneim Klapi Nair Maravi. All the side neiros go towards the middle one. V'ner Maravi klap eshchina. Ner Maravi goes towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And v'omer Rav Yechon mekam shem tsoyim meshuvach. You see from here that the middle one is meshuvach. Again, like we spoke out, depends how the neiro stood. If neiro went from east to west, that means when you walk in, it's like sideways. So then it was the second neiro that pointed towards the. That was called Ner Maravi. But if the way it is now, that it was right when you're facing frontwards, it went right to left. So then, the middle one is one point towards the Kodesh, that's why the middle Nair has a Milo. Because the Milo Mekodesh, as you go up, you get better and better, so the last Aliyah is the best Aliyah. Rav Papa Ikla Be'ekish Be'agubar. Rav Papa went to the Beis Meresh Be'agubar, V'kara Rishon, Arba, and he got the first Aliyah, and they read it four. Whoever read the first Aliyah got four. V'ashabkir Papa, Rav said, wow, you got a good Aliyah. Four Psukim. So you see every pasuk in Aliyah, mamish, it's kavaldik. Talk to Maravait. In poichasim hem, ein masifim. You don't say more than three or not less. Tana, we learned in our mishta. Pesach varach fnev vachosim varach lachareha. The first bracha, first Aliyah makes a bracha before. The last Aliyah makes the Ashenos alon taras emes. Ve'inna the kulam varach fnev lachareha. Bezman hazeh, we all make a bracha before and after. There's why higher in time. Tkira banon. Why rabban makes shikana. It seems like later on, generations, people start coming late to davening or leaving early. So a guy walks in late to davening, he misses the first aliyah. So he doesn't know. He says, "Oh, you don't make a bracha." He says, "But us, my zayda didn't make a bracha before." I'm telling you, my zayda didn't make a bracha before. He's going to say it because he comes to shul always by shlishi, no bracha before. I'm telling you, my zayda knows. That's what he's going to say, but that's not true. It's not how it works. A lot of times, it's a mistake, even from the zayda. And then the other way also, Moshe Vayaitzim, also the same thing. He's going to leave early and say, "We're going to make a bracha afterwards." So therefore, they always say make a bracha before and afterwards. Therefore, he shouldn't have any problems. Zok the Gemara Vayit, we'll make a small askar, just to, we want to finish the daf. We're not going to finish this Gemara, we'll just start the Gemara. It says, V'rosh Yechadosh V'chol Shemai Karen Abba, V'yimene Ula Bar Rav Mi Rav. Parashas Rosh Chodesh, Kesa Karen Oysa. The problem is, in the parasha, it says, Shabbos Be'yisor Amat Lehem, Kormeri Lach, Midavan Tamri Pesukim. There's 8 Pesukim in the first, then there's Shabbos, which is 2, then there's 5. So Hechi Navet, Nikri Trey, Tlosa Pesukim. If you do 2 and 2, 3 each is 6, partial or tray. You're going to have two psukim left. The aim is shiayim parasha pachos tlaish psukim. You don't leave a parasha left over with 3 psukim. Nikra abba, partial or shiva. You only have 7 left because we have a Shabbos having tray. We're rosh and rosh mavi chamisha. Sehechi navid, what should you do? Yeah, what should you do? So we're going to stop here. And Metz Shem and tomorrow we'll start over the Gemara. I just wanted to finish it. It's a big shiayim what you do on Shchaydish. And we know what we do on Shchaydish. That's halacha lemaisa.